This program was first broadcast on Fresh FM, the top of the South's community access radio station. For more information on Fresh FM, as well as links to other great local programs, go to our website, freshfm.net, or download the Access Internet radio app.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Tasman Lowdown, where we get to discuss what's going on in Tasman and what's happening at your council. Last week saw the inaugural meeting of our new council, and it was the first time that this meeting was held outside of Richmond. It was also a meeting where Stuart Bryant was appointed Deputy Mayor. But the firsts don't stop there. We took the first declaration from Councillor Chris Hill representing Golden Bay in Tarao. Councillors and community board members were then hosted at Pōwhiri recognising their roles at Te Awhina Marae. The first official meeting of the council is going to be held on the 31st of October on Thursday in the Richmond Civic Chambers. This week we hear from Yulia, who's going to be talking about our first summer event. It's a return to Queen Street as a venue with the new First Taste Festival.
Kia ora koutou. We are delighted to invite you to the First Taste, an event for the whole family with delicious food from the Queen Street restaurants, multicultural concert and tasty activities for kids. This all will be happening on Queen Street on Saturday, November the 2nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. You will be able to have your first taste of some of the new and old restaurants and vendors such as Prana Smoothies, Zara Kebab, Eastern Cuisine, Chai Yo, Lime, Lemongrass and Mademoiselle Crepe. Even more, you will be able to make your own peanut butter with Bean In, try Scottish Delights from the Highland Dancing Group and baking from Multicultural Youth Group. And while you're trying this delicious food from around the world, you will be entertained by our amazing performances on stage. Highland dancers, Zumba, Latin dance, young performers from Waimea College, Filipino music band and Nelson's Ambassadors. And this is not all. The library prepared a bliss ball making workshop and a tasty storytelling for kids. And the whole family will be invited to draw a street mural with chalk. We also would like to ask you to help to keep the event waste free. If you can, bring your own reusable plates, cups and bags. This will hugely reduce the amount of waste we generate. If you don't have suitable tableware, you will be able to borrow or buy some at the Wash Against Waste trailer at the event. We are excited about this event and looking forward to meeting you on the 2nd of November from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Queen Street.
Next, we have Ali, who's talking about perennial summer issue in Tasman, water. Best way that we can save water is by spotting those water leaks early. Ali's going to walk you through how we do that.
As we've mentioned previously on the lowdown, we've had a lot less rain than usual all year, and once again a dry summer is forecast, so we've got that to look forward to. That does mean, however, that everybody throughout Tasman District needs to be treating every drop of water as truly precious. Now, we should do this all year round, obviously, but it really brings it into focus when we know we're headed for another dry summer. Now, part of the effort towards preserving water is something that Council's doing. We've actually got a contractor out and about hunting down any water leaks on Council property. Water leaks, of course, can just account for a huge loss of water, often before you even know that they're there. So you can help us in this battle. If you see any sign of a water leak on some public land, Council land, please do give us a call. The number is 543 8400, and we'll work to get people out there to fix it as soon as possible. You can call that number anytime, by the way. Now, at your place, if you have a water meter, it's actually really easy to check for a leak. There's a few simple steps. Now, these are also listed on the website, but I'll run through them too. Oh, by the way, if you're not quite sure if you have a water meter or where it might be, they're generally located just below ground level in a box near the road boundary of your section. So if you look for a box, you can lift the lid and generally the meter will be hiding in there. So the first thing you need to do if you want to check for a leak using your water meter is to shut off all your household appliances and any outside taps, so anything that could be using water. Now, once everything is off, just go back to the meter and it will have a little white cog like a dial on it. Have a look at that. Now, if that's not moving, not spinning around, that's great news. That means that there's no water going through the meter and it's a good sign that you don't have a leak. However, if that white cog is continuing to spin, you could well have a leak within your property. So now the next step is to try and find the source of the leak if you possibly can. A good way to start is to trace your water pipe from the meter to the house and look out for some clues that a water leak may be around. The things to look out for is water appearing in a concrete area. Obviously, you want to do this on a dry day. You don't want to be checking this after you've had rain, because that will make all these clues a lot harder to spot. Another thing to look out for, wet patches on the lawn or garden. Another good one is dripping from an overflow pipe. There could be something in the house that's refilling and overflowing needlessly. And any damp areas, especially inside, outside, or if you can see it, under the house is a good place to check too. Now, also in the house, obviously, constantly dripping taps or toilets that are continuing to run can be a great source of loss of water. Now, also, if you don't have a water meter to check, you can also look out for those signs. They will indicate a leak. It's just not quite as easy to check that you've got the leak happening in the first place, but do keep your eyes peeled. So if we all work together, we can tackle these water leaks, and they won't undermine everything that everybody's doing to help reduce their water use this summer.
Next, we have Ellie, who's just a gentle reminder to those dog owners who have yet to get their dogs registered. While most dog owners will have their dogs registered between June and July, there are some out there.
You know that feeling you get where you think you've forgotten something, but you can't quite put your finger on exactly what it is. Well, is it your dog registration? Now, dogs should have been registered back in July, but if you have forgotten, it's not too late to take action and do it now. And there's a good reason to do it now. It's because our animal control team are going to be out and about looking for unregistered dogs. And if you have forgotten, it's not good, because you can be issued with a $300 infringement notice if you've got a dog who isn't registered. Plus, on top of that, you actually would still have to pay your registration, and then that includes a 50% penalty fee because it's late. So please, please do get your dog rego sorted now. One of the other things we've been hearing from our animal control team is there's been a few more incidents of dogs not being on leads in areas where they need to be on leads. So that's really largely public places. Under the bylaw, there are some areas where dogs need to be on a lead at all times. So that does include urban areas, some at cemeteries also, and at sports grounds. Now, you can get a really full list of all the different dog control zones and areas on the website, tasman.govt.nz. Just hop on there and search on dog control. Now, there are three categories in the bylaw that you need to be aware of. So firstly, there are leash control areas. So those are those places, some of which I mentioned just before. That's where the dog needs to be on the leash at all times, and you need to be capable of keeping hold of the leash if the dog tries to get away, which obviously we know they do sometimes. They get excited. The next category is controlled dog exercise areas. Now, this is where you need to have your dog under effective control, which means that it will respond to your voice commands, whistles, hand signals, whatever it is that you do to communicate with your dog. Now, the dog doesn't have to necessarily be on the leash, but you need to have a leash with you, and obviously the dog needs to be paying attention to you. And there are some areas where dogs are not allowed at all. So this does include all council sports fields, and also within 10 metres of playgrounds and picnic tables. That's just to ensure that everybody can enjoy these public spaces. Now, on the website, there is a list of the sites where each of these restrictions apply, and as well as the list, they're all shown on maps within the bylaw document. So if you're in any doubt about what's allowed and where, just check out that bylaw document on the website. Now's also the perfect time to do it, actually, because there are some places where dogs are not permitted, but only during the summer months. So this is usually to help out nesting birds in particular areas around the coast. So if you want to make sure you're doing the right thing, please check out that document. Those summer months exclusions kick in from the 1st of December. So please make sure you check it out soon. Now, we'd like to remind you that you've got a couple of opportunities to have your say. There are various things that we always like to get people's feedback on. At the moment, one of those is our proposal to reduce speed limits around the district. So there's a current proposal that would see 67 roads across the district have their speed limits reduced. Now, this is all about safety. It's to reduce road deaths and serious injuries, and also provide consistency around the network. At the moment, there's some variations that kind of don't really add up, so it's hoping to address those sorts of issues. So all the information you need is on the website at tasman.govt/feedback. There's also hard copies at the local libraries and council service centres, and we'd love to hear from you by the 1st of November if you've got some feedback on that proposal. The other thing we're looking at the moment is the future of Saxton Field. We're having a look at how we manage it and what we want to see happening in the future in this amazing complex. Now, Saxton Field has grown and developed hugely over the last few decades, and we want to keep that momentum going and just make sure it's really fit for purpose, that can cater for all sorts of sports, recreation, events, everything like that. So there's a few ways you can get in touch with us to tell us what you think about Saxton Field and how it should develop. Obviously, there's online, again, that's tasman.govt.nz, and go to the feedback page. If you prefer, we've got a consultant who's working on that, and he's happy to talk to people or groups in person. So you can just phone the council office on 03 543 84 00 to arrange a time to do that. We'd really love to hear from you.
And as we wrap our show up for this week, it's time to go and have a look at what's happening in Newsline. Council hasn't stopped because the elections have been going on, and we have a number of consultations open. Probably the most important or most notable at this stage is the responsible camping strategy. Now, the consultation's open on that until the 18th of November. We're also looking at helping us plan for the future of Saxton Field. That consultation's closing on the 16th of December. Also in Newsline this week, we're looking at boating safety. It's summer and the boats are out there. A gentle reminder to ask you, please be prepared. Things can happen very quickly. Also featured in Newsline is the news that Golden Bay's been waiting for about their cycleways. Takaka to Papara Cycleway is about to begin, and we're looking to have that finished by the first half of 2020.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast available by funding the Access Internet Radio Project. Other great local programs from Fresh FM are available through the Access Internet Radio app or our website, freshfm.net.